At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A new report into climate change has found that, in essence, the nation of Ireland as a whole is very aware that climate change is a significant issue. We think it is tremendously important. We believe that global warming is a problem. We just don't want to really personally do all that much about it. Henry McKean, News Talk reporter, is with us, as is Matthew Joyce, journalist. Matthew, let me start with you. Do you represent the sort of stereotype evidenced by this report? Somebody who believes that there is an issue but hasn't changed their own behaviour?
It depends on what way you kind of look at it in kind of, you know, what you think is kind of, you know, contributing to climate change. In my opinion, anyway, this is kind of what I feel. Like, you know, when I was called in to do this now, it was kind of more so while focusing on the kind of the flying aspect. Because, you know, in fairness, I've taken a couple of flights, you know, like I would argue probably the average amount of flights that like someone would take anyway. But it's kind of, you know,
how many is that?
Is it too much? So, okay, I'd say for the past year, maybe about, I don't know, three return trips in a sense. And, you know, is it whether or not, is it too much? Is it, like, you know, is it is actually contributing to climate change? But I feel like in a sense, there's no other way to get around. You know, we are an island. We can either get out of the island by boat or by plane. And, you know, we're getting out of here now and there's no other fuel to actually use rather than the fuel that's already been used for decades. There's no cheaper fuel. There's no greener fuel at the moment. So it's not exactly my fault, in a sense, for that happening. Yes, I understand, in a sense, you know, that it's contributing to climate change. And I have actively made sure that, you know, I'm offsetting, you know, what Ryanair, you're able to offset your emissions. You're able to do that when you're buying your ticket. I do that, in fairness. I am aware of it. But, you know, it's in a way, I know this is kind of the typical kind of argument, but I do believe it. The plane is going to leave off without me anyway, isn't it? You know, whether or not I get on the seat, it's still going to leave and it's still going to emit the same emissions. So what's that got to do with me personally?
Well, I imagine you have a at least medium term impact in that if the people like you who decided not to get on the plane, that one might leave. But by next week, they're probably going to start cancelling them.
Well, I mean, I don't think so in a sense, because it is a necessity. Flying is a necessity and it has been for decades. It's a booming industry and it always will be and it always has been. I don't think people are going to be, you know, deciding, oh, you know what, never mind, I'm not going to go anymore. They might have to fly for conferences or different things. You know, people are going to fly anyway. And considering, again, for young people especially, we don't really have much here in a sense. And you can see there's a lot more people emigrating that, you know, they have to fly out of here. So
now, Matthew, forgive me for prying, but I feel that I have to ask. You said three return trips to where?
So, yeah, Europe. So I went to the UK and then I went to Sweden for Eurovision because I'm a big Eurovision fan. And then I think it was another UK one as well. And that's been it, really. And I don't see the effect compared to those that are, you know, going to America or going to Australia, that kind of thing.
And did you think for a moment I could hop on an L boat, get off at Holyhead, get on the train, it's right there at the end of the boat, and have a nice relaxing train journey to London or Chester or wherever it is that I want to go at much less carbon impact than that flight?
Well, I would love to know, in a sense, you know, especially with the boat, is it having that much effect? I don't know the numbers myself, but is it having that much effect, even the boat? Because I know I had seen before something about, you know, cruise ships and liners and all that do still emit the same amounts as planes. So would I not still be, you know, emitting the same thing? I really feel that, to be honest with you. And then also, people are going to think, oh no, you know, we're better off just convenience-wise, just flying over, you know? And again, there is something we can do about it. We are offsetting the carbon emissions when I book it on Ryanair, and it is contributing to technology that's going to go towards, you know, making flying, you know, less, you know, again, less contributing towards climate change. So I feel like, in a sense, yes, I'm going to somewhere, but I am doing something at the same time.
Well, Matthew, while you've been talking, Henry has been keeping his head down lest the focus turn to him. Henry, justify your actions.
Yeah, well, like what Matthew said, I was also at Eurovision. I also flew to the Oscars. I flew around the world. And what are we, July? Are we July? We are July.
We are.
We're 4th of July. Of course we are. We're talking about
you're
it
basically
later.
The Taylor Swift of carbon emissions, Henry.
I did lots of travel. I also did lots of travel on ferries as well. I took a ferry over to France with Stena. And I think, you know, ferry travel is more environmentally friendly. Of course, big boats aren't great for the environment. I do travel a lot. And this particular massive climate conversation is really interesting because a lot of it is me. A lot of it is me. Like if you look at it, 96% believe climate change is happening. I'm part of that. 80% want the government to step in and do something about it. I'm a part of that. And like farmers, farmers sometimes feel a little bit pushed aside. I also feel a bit pushed aside too. My identity, is it eroded? Not really. The only thing that I do that perhaps is environmentally friendly is I drive an EV. That's it. It's the only thing. And then there's a question mark over perhaps how environmentally friendly are EVs. But they are, once you get in them, they're very environmentally friendly. You've got to make them, I suppose, as well. And I love hamburgers. I won't give up hamburgers. Hungry even thinking about a hamburger. I won't give up steak. I won't give up beef. And this is something that I struggle with. And this is it. We're all a bit slow when it comes to changing our behavior. But I do recycle. I do recycle all the bottles. I really try with the recycling. The teenagers at home don't.
That's because you're cheap and they give you the money back.
No, even when they didn't give you any money, I recycle. The compost, I do all that. So I do try, but I don't try hard enough. I definitely
now,
don't try hard enough.
Hang on for a minute. There's two bits in that. One is the flying and the other is the food. A lot of that flying, obviously, is business flying.
Yes.
We ask you to go to the Oscars. It's your gig. Mm-hmm. But there are undoubtedly choices that you can make about your holidays, where you could get a train and go to Bundoran, or you could get on a flight and go to Barcelona. Do you ever, does your hand pause over the checkout button on the website for the air tickets, and do you think, maybe I should?
I don't feel guilty at all, Anton, about air travel. I don't feel any guilt. None of us do. None of us feel guilty about anything. We think this climate conversation, this issue with climate action is way in the distance. I don't even have solar power on the house. Maybe I will get solar power. But like that, I'm going with Senna. I'm delighted I'm trying to do a little bit.
Well, what
but
about the food then? Because this is the other flights. Thing that it said. It said that an awful lot of people misunderstood the impact of various different aspects of actions that they could take. And they said that this is what the survey said, particularly men saw reducing meat consumption as a barrier. Have you never gone into the supermarket and thought, I'll have one of those veggie burgers?
Well, I think I know McPlant, for example, those basically McDonald's burgers in the States have been discontinued and replaced with chicken. But we like them over here. We are eating the McPlants. But yeah, no, I won't. I walked past a cafe the other day and somebody was having a vegetable sandwich and it just had vegetables in it. And it just looked so boring. And I just thought, oh my God, that person is missing out. They had a massive mushroom in a sandwich and it was just like yuck.
Your face, but I've never seen you this pained, Henry.
But yeah, we all need to do a lot more. We know it, but we're not willing to do it.
Well, Matthew, how do we then convince people? Because you said that the one thing that you did was the carbon offsetting for the flights. For somebody who hasn't done it, how much does that cost you per flight? Matthew? Is that too personal a question? Hello. Oh, we've lost Matthew. Well, there's that thing of what people will do in terms of their own personal impact. Is it that we will only do the thing? Oh, I heard an Matthew, are you back?
So you usually have two options in a sense. Am I there?
Don't go into the light, Matthew. Stay away from the light.
We're here.
You're back, I think. Yeah. So I was asking you about carbon offsetting and the price. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I think
I can hear you.
You've finally been got by the climate lobby. I was asking. Oh, we've often had lines go down, Henry. We've never had them collapse and hit every branch of the tree on the way down.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. I mean, that could be something to do with climate change. Maybe it's one of those big data centers that's just collapsed and collapsed with
it. To the issue that I was asking, Matthew, I'll fling it at you. Do we need to economically incentivize people? Because the return scheme, I took one look at that and said, it is never going to work. Lo and behold, it was completely wrong. It has worked because there's an economic incentive.
Well, it's worked. I mean, I'm recycling those bottles. My son is, but other young people aren't. They still litter. They still won't bother to collect the 15 cents. I think, actually, I know I'm going to get into trouble for saying this, but I think the Gen Zs are the worst at it. They care less about the environment than me and you do, less about the environment than our parents do. They don't give a damn, except for Greta Thunberg. That's it. None of them care. It's our generation that it's the we're Generation X. Generation X, we care, but the ones older than us and the ones younger don't give a damn. And we're in serious trouble. And no matter what the Green Party say or what Eamon Ryan says, rural Ireland will blame him for everything, which is a bit unfair.
Brace yourself for some backlash when this clip goes on TikTok and they finally hear what you're saying. Matthew Joyce, I think we have you back. Matthew, are you there?
I'm back. Sorry, you weren't offending me in the slightest. You just couldn't hear me. Don't worry.
What I was asking was the cost of offsetting. For somebody who's never done it, what does it cost per flight, roughly?
Yeah, so usually when I book on Ryanair, you have two options. So the first is that you actually just give a set amount, and I think it's usually about €2 or €4. And then the other option is that it's kind of representative on the length of the flight and the journey, the distance, that kind of thing. And usually I go with the set amount. That's kind of just my option, really. But it kind of depends, really. So sometimes, let's say for the UK one, it actually is the same price, so it actually makes no difference. Whereas for the Sweden one, I went with... who did I go with? Norwegian, and it actually didn't have the option. So I felt a little bad going then, but it was just literally no option. I couldn't go with Ryanair anyway because it was just a lot more expensive anyway. But, you know, in a sense, you know, I feel like, you know, I know you were talking about it with Henry there. You know, there's... I feel like, in a sense, if we were given the incentive, if we were given, you know, some option there, we would take it. It was like with the deposit return scheme, you know, you're getting the refund in a sense. And originally, yeah, it didn't start off great. But now it's kind of, you know, with the promotion, with the, like, you know, let everyone know that this is here. Everyone's taking advantage of it. And, you know, I feel like, in a sense, you know, people saying, oh, you know, well, people being asked to, let's say, not drive your car or something and take public transport. I know for myself, anyway, me trying to get into work, I barely get in on time, even if I give myself enough time to get in. Public transport really needs to be improved before we decide to even look at going away from cars. Like, I'm learning to drive at the moment because the public transport system is so bad for me getting to work. So before we think about that, we need to improve the systems to actually make our climate better, in a sense.
Can I go to the issue of incentives? Because if you look at EVs, there has been literally billions of dollars and euros thrown at incentivizing EV sales. Likewise with the deposit return scheme, there's an economic incentive in that. The reality though is, and this is what the survey says, that there is almost universal acceptance of the fact that the ultimate incentive is that the planet is slowly dying around us. And pretty much everybody accepts that.
Is.
How do we get to the point, facetiousness and jokes aside, how do we get to the point where we know we have to get to, which is people have to make personal sacrifice with the only available incentive being offsetting the worst disaster that will hit the planet in humanity's existence? How do we get that through to people,
Henry?
Well,
we will leave it to the very last minute. There has to be a firestorm outside your front door. There has to be flooding. Your house has to be flooded. You have to basically be in such trouble that you realize you can't leave your community. You can't, you know, even go on an EV scooter because there's no electricity. I think it's going to take a long time. I think another 30 or 40 years.
At which point we are Chernobyl with the reactor core exposed.
We're finished anyway. I mean, we've gone too far. We're pretty much done. We can try and save the planet, but we're not willing to change. We're not willing to change our ways as a human, as humanity, as people. We're not willing. We don't care enough. We just don't care.
Matthew Joyce, have you got anything to counteract Henry McKean's nihilism?
Well, to be honest with you, I kind of feel like, in a sense, we need the incentive, but it's not there, especially for electric cars. Where's the charging stations?
The end of humanity as we know it is the incentive,
yes,
Matthew.
But think about this, though, Anton. If you're getting into an electric vehicle, you can't really go anywhere unless there's a charging stations around while you're going on the trip. So how else are other people supposed to say, oh, yeah, that's a good idea to get an electric car, unless there's the actual infrastructure there to help support it? I feel like you need the support there to actually make people want to do it. People, like, humans don't like change generally. They we're known for not liking change. So we need the incentive to get that change through. It was like, again, as I said, deposit return scheme, you're getting money back. Any reason for people to get money back on anything, they will say yes to. So like we have to kind of think about this here. We can't just say we need to do this, but also we need the governments to do it for us. The government sets it up for us and we will do it as long as there is an incentive there for us. That's what I believe.
Matthew, thank you very much. That is Matthew Joyce, journalist, and likewise thank you to Henry McKean, our own News Talk reporter.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.